Hey guys, how's it going? So I am excited to be here today, and I was just reflecting. One of the passages that I will be sharing with you guys is actually the same scripture that I spoke about my first time I ever spoke in chapel my freshman year, but I had no idea that it was the same one I'm doing today until it just like clicked in my head. So I think that's something really cool, kind of a full circle moment. Okay, so in preparation for today, I asked the Holy Spirit to put a word on my heart that will settle within the walls of your hearts as well. And as a result, this word came from the Lord to me. And this is a word that has repeatedly and consistently presented itself through different people in my life, encouraging me through the ways that I have been able to use this place to encourage other people. And today, I feel like I'm speaking to a community who is drawing water from an empty well. You guys are tired. I can see it. I'm tired as well. Maybe you're pouring out from an empty jar, or you're giving your energy, time, and effort from a place of need and deficit. Do you feel empty, drained, or tired? Because I sure do. Are you in need of encouragement? There is hope here. So today I'm going to be highlighting a few goals that I have for today's exercises. Very, very simple goals. They're to encourage you first and foremost. And by doing that, I'm going to point you to the ultimate example of encouragement that is Jesus Christ. And then at the end, you'll see these tables here. There will be space for you to encourage somebody else. I'm going to be, hold on a second, bringing your attention to Paul's letter to the Philippians. And I will preface this reading with some important context that you guys need to know about. The first fact is that the word joy or rejoice appears 16 times in his 4-chapter letter to the Philippians, and I think that's pretty noteworthy. That's something we need to pay attention to. And the next thing is that it is considered by scholars and just by people in general as the most encouraging letter that Paul has ever written, perhaps the most encouraging that we see in the New Testament. And the last is that the location he's writing from is in prison. And that might be surprising, because if I were in prison, I'm not sure I would be able to say rejoice and have joy 16 times to this group of people that I'm writing to, because that's quite the place to be in for that circumstance. But we'll see the importance of that later. He was in chains, Paul was in chains for defending the gospel of Jesus Christ. And this dark and lonely wasteland of a place proved only to advance the gospel even further. And this is a place that we can see his trials becoming his testimony. And I think that's true for you guys today, that if you're struggling, if you're in a place where you feel like you're being tested, this is a place where you can have the biggest testimony of what Jesus is doing in your life. So I'm going to begin by reading from Philippians, starting in chapter 2, verse 1. And it reads, if you'd like, you don't have to follow along with me, but you can read it up there for me. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded and having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. In relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. When I need encouragement most, I look to my Savior. And because of his supremacy, because I have come to know him and be known by him, I am able to support and encourage those around me the best that I can. Remember what my goal was before I started. It was to encourage you guys. And I hope that you have been by this passage of scripture. to close out chapel, I want to ask that you think of somebody in your life. Maybe take a second, close your eyes, and think of somebody in your life here on campus, and this goes for faculty and staff too. Maybe a friend, a teammate, a professor, a coach, or a mentor. And just in a few minutes after I pray us out, I'm going to ask that you all come down and you just write a simple little note of encouragement to them. There are pens and markers and papers and note cards, so you can choose your journey, whatever you want to do. You can choose how you want to do it. I don't want to put restrictions on what you guys do, but I do encourage you to speak life into these people, speak words of affirmation, and maybe this is a time where somebody on your mind you need to reconcile with, or there's somebody in your heart that you need to forgive, or you need to ask forgiveness from somebody. But I ask that you guys really think about this as I pray, and then I'll invite you guys to come up here. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you so much for today. And I want to thank you for the breath that comes in and out of our lungs. And I want to thank you for what that means for our lives and how we need to praise you with everything that we have. God, I want to speak life into these people today through the life that you lived and you died for. And I want to emphasize that maybe this isn't a coincidence, that maybe the Holy Spirit has been putting that name on this person's heart for a reason, that this is a sign that something needs to change, that there is encouragement to be had and there's encouragement to be given. There's forgiveness to be had and forgiveness to be given. And maybe it's time to build a bridge, to restore a friendship, to build a friendship. Forgive that person who hurt you or ask her for forgiveness for yourself. And I know there are many things that I would like to encourage people with today. God, I'm so grateful for these people, and I pray that you would give them boldness and that your Holy Spirit would be moving and that you would be breathing life into us so we can speak life into everybody else, God. Thank you so much, and it's in Jesus' name. Amen.